Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple out today. Bill Bush is back, though. Jake Sorensen, so not the full three-legged stool, but two legs of the stool are back today. It's kind of been wobbly the last week since I've been gone for a week. You know, Sipple gone today. You were gone yesterday, but
yeah, had to get out of town for a day.
Yes,
for a little event, but great to be back. We hope Steve's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
We think he's fine. You guys have his personal cell phone. Text him.
The ones that
have it. We're not going to give it out again, but if you already have it and you're grandfathered in,
yes,
to reach out to Steve.
And so we encourage you to do that. Yeah, yes. Please do.
And he'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, we were informed this morning that he was not going to be here.
Yeah,
so
this is kind of throwing us kind of late, so I'm assuming we're assuming under the weather or something going on.
That's like what that. I would hope. It's just him not feeling very well.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's the hope. So
there's some stuff going around now. There's a lot of stuff going around. Shocking.
Do you ever get confused for sickness with allergies? Because I oftentimes do.
Yes.
Allergies, I have horrible allergies. They kill me all the time. And there's times I said, am I actually sick or is this just continued allergies? All the time. This time of year, it's so confusing because stuff is going around. But allergies are prevalent for another month or so.
It can get you. I'm usually in the allergy category. I'm the same way, Jake. I've got horrible, horrible allergies. So I take I take a pill for it every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
And it helps. It does help. To stay on the regimen, it does help.
That's good.
But right now, it's really, really bad. And the yesterday wasn't quite as bad as that. But I drove out to Kearney on whatever it would have been.
Tuesday night.
It was Tuesday afternoon. So I drove out there. It was blowing 40 miles an hour.
Yep.
It was insane. It was absolutely insane. I don't know how trucks didn't get blown over. It was that intense. It was not a fun drive. It was not a fun drive. Just out of the north, just whipping 40 miles an hour. Then yesterday, it's like 27 miles an hour out of the south.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're in a wind tunnel thing going right now. It's just like
an absolute wind tunnel.
There's nothing I hate worse.
How'd the big rig handle the wind?
Rig handles it pretty well.
Pretty well.
Yeah. Does
no
pretty
problems.
Well. Yep. No issues with it.
So, that's good. That's good. Yes. Well, I'm glad to have you back from Kearney. But it was a good trip out there.
Yes, it was. It was great, and spoke to an incredible group, and so had a lot of fun being able to do that. And it's great to be back now. Baby, what's the baby doing right now, Jake?
So before I left, now my mission in the morning, because the baby, I walk out of the house and the baby's kind of in the living area downstairs. We only have two rooms at this point, the house, and my mother-in-law is upstairs in the upstairs room. So the baby's in the crib downstairs. So I have to tiptoe out of the house to not wake the baby up. I heard some stirring about 5 o'clock when I was leaving, but I just did a simple shh, and the stirring went away. So I think I left the house without waking Scotland, the baby. I think I did that. But at this point, she's still waking up every 2 or 3 hours.
Every 2 or 3 hours.
So Elizabeth has to feed it at 11 p.m., 2 a.m. So probably 5 a.m. was getting close to
about that time.
To food time for baby Scotland. But I think I left the house without waking anybody up, including the baby. So
that's a lot of prep. That's a lot of preparation. You have to have everything kind of in line. Like it's not like you're gonna be banging around through cupboards and stuff. You got to have a pretty good plan of how I'm departing every morning.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this has happened for years. Because when I leave the house in the morning in general, pre-baby, I would put out my clothes for the next day in the living room. So I would leave the bedroom, just go right away out to the living room. I'd go to the bathroom and I'd put on my clothes in the living room downstairs, get the coffee and roll. So I keep doing that same philosophy where I'm not banging around in the bedroom. I'm just going right out to the living room and changing very quietly, slowly, quietly. But I think today, mission accomplished, I didn't wake up the baby.
Nice.
But she's been
so
great.
Is there a chance right now that they're just sitting up listening to you on the radio?
No, there's a chance. There's a chance. I would hope that they're sleeping at this point still, because sleep is very it's uncommon for mothers right now, mothers of newborns. So I hope that she's
asleep. Theory is they have to sleep when the baby's sleeping, right?
Yes. I mean,
that's the theory. Like,
absolutely.
Okay, if the baby's sleeping, that's when I get my sleep in.
Right. Especially if somebody else is there to watch the baby, then okay, you go to a different room. You're not in the same stratosphere as the baby. Let somebody else watch the baby, and you just get your rest, because it is really difficult to sleep for a
while. I couldn't imagine.
I will say I feel a little bit bad about one thing, you know, and this will change in the next couple of weeks, because I'll have to get up and feed the bottle myself. But right now the baby is so young, so little, she's not on bottle training yet. It's just straight to mom, and I can't do that, obviously.
Yeah,
so
you don't bring much to the table right now, do you?
I change really diapers. I make breakfast when I'm around, but it's not gonna be today. Obviously I'm back to work. I do various things around the house, but I have not heard the baby the last two nights at nighttime. She's woken up at
you've
11.
Not heard it. Nothing.
I am somehow, I've always been a light sleeper too. I haven't heard the baby. Maybe I'm already just blocked it out a little bit at nighttime. I don't know. But I went to bed like at 10:30 and I woke up around 4:30. And I said, I don't think I heard the baby at all last night. And I know she fed.
Twice, at least twice.
We'll have to check this morning once I get back and see how many times that she fed. But I don't think I heard anything. Or if I did, it was a quick stir and back to sleep. So happy about that.
Happy.
It's going well. It's going well. Anything else for you, Bill?
I just heard something interesting.
What do you got?
Josh might know. This is odd, Josh, because you know my interest in the sport of professional baseball is none.
It's high. It's high.
But I heard that the White Sox are like 3-22 or something of that nature. 3-22. I also heard this one that in all 25 games that they've played, they've been behind.
Yes.
At some point. They've never.
Oh, they're terrible.
They've been behind in every single game they've played. That hasn't happened since 1900. It has not happened since 1900.
They are 3-21.
3-21.
They've lost six straight games. I mean, here's the sad thing. So they have scored through 24 games, 53 runs, or averaging not even 3 runs a game. That's horrible. Horrible. To add that up, the team with the second worst team in terms of runs scored has 71. So they're 18 runs behind the second worst team in terms of offense in baseball.
I would have to think that if the three of us that are here today were general managers, we could at least put together a team that'd be 3-21. I think if we were the GMs, we'd have a chance. And there's someone there making millions, and that's what they came up with.
Right. Well, I've actually caught some White Sox games because of the Royals being on our station, and I've watched parts of them. They are truly pitiful. I mean, the record. They're worse than the record is. They're terrible. Their pitching staff, they got a couple young guys that are okay, but they're young. They're going to get battered around. That hitting lineup from 1-9, wow. Wow, is that
I just
bad.
Love the fact they've been behind in every game. Every game. There's never a time. So even the game they won, it's like, this doesn't look good.
No.
It doesn't look good at all.
No. 3-21 is not ideal.
No.
So not great for the White Sox.
We'll track them this year.
I'm impressed, Bill, that you brought up, without me even bringing up Major League Baseball to the show.
Just happened to be on the radio coming in, and I'm listening to it, and it just caught me, because they started laughing about it. I go, where do you hear this stat? And so I go, so that interests me, that's for sure.
They are minus 82 in run differential. It's very bad through 24 games.
That's got to be a record also.
There's nobody else that's worse than minus 57. I mean, they're 25 worse than the next worst team for run differential. It's horrible. Truly pitiful. Truly pitiful.
We will track the White Sox.
We will. We will. Also, idle chit-chat, because we don't really watch the NBA in these... Sip does. And Sip's not here, though, today. But you and I don't watch NBA hardly at all. There was an upset last night in the NBA. An 8 seed, Miami Heat beat the Celtics. 111.
In the Garden.
They hit on the road 23 three-pointers. Is that any good?
That's
58% on threes.
58%.
58%.
Everything went in.
Yeah. They made 23 threes on the road.
That makes things interesting now when they go to Miami now.
Well, this is a team that's had Boston's number. Even though Boston's been a one or two seed the last couple of years, they have just beat them when it matters in the playoffs. Now, they were down by, I think, by 30 in the first game, but they lost by 20 eventually. And, you know, that's the benefit of having Eric Spoelstra, who's won several titles. He's had a lot of runs to the postseason. Last year, they were the eight seed made to the finals. They lost the Nuggets in five games, so they're not scared of being the eight seed. It makes the road easier if they win the series. All right, let's do it again. Run it back. Yeah. Run it back.
And who's your favorite team in the NBA?
The Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat.
That's my team.
Yes.
So that's why I brought them up there. Thunder also beat the Pelicans 124-92 last night. Thunder now up 2-0 in that series.
And I know the Thunder's extremely young, correct?
They are, yes. Like so we had the stat.
I don't know one player that plays for them. I'm thinking when the Thunder comes on, I'm still going to see Russell Westbrook,
Durant.
I'm like, where are they at? Where are those guys at?
They've been gone for, you know,
They've been gone for like 15,
7 or 8 years, 10 years at this point, maybe 9 years.
Yeah.
We saw the stat that at one point, that I think that lineup for the Thunder is basically the same age as what North Carolina had for their team this year in college basketball. How about that for being dangerous for a couple of years? They're the one seed. Thunder are. They're the one seed in the West.
The one thing I do enjoy about the Thunder, their fans are fanatical. And so I think that's a cool place. That's a very cool. And I haven't followed it at all, but the Sacramento fans back in the day, they were crazy. I wonder if they still are now.
Well,
having the success that they're having.
The Pelicans knocked them out of the playoffs. The Kings won their first game against the Warriors to get into the final game of the play-in, and they lost to the Pelicans. So the Kings, sadly, did not make the round of eight.
Oh, I thought they made the round of eight.
They did not.
That tells you what I know about the NBA.
I know.
There you go.
They didn't make it.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate for the Kings, but there's some NBA and MLB talk. That's what you get sometimes randomly on Idle Chit Chat. Yeah. You never know what to expect here.
That's something.
You never know what
me want to talk about that would be. That'd be a lot.
Well, thankfully,
the White Sox have me completely intrigued. I'll follow them daily. I will follow them daily now to see what happened. To see when can they get to 10 wins. That's the key. When can they get to 10?
This is why I was surprised, Bill, last year that you were so intrigued by the Rays, because the Rays were good. Like to me, for you, you want to watch a team that's like the White Sox.
Well, they were just
disarray.
I just love seeing how long a team could go undefeated.
That's
fair. They had an incredible run.
That's
fair. It was like 13. I don't know what it started off. It was incredible.
It was like something 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah.
So I enjoy that.
That was impressive. But now you're a White Sox fan for the futility that they are doing.
That's the one team I'll be following right now. I followed the Rays last year. I'm following the White Sox this year.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Was Andrew at the house this morning, Bill?
Matter of fact, he's putting down product.
Product, right, as we speak?
Not as we speak. A little bit later. He texted me last night to make sure he wanted to check in on sugar, see what our plan was with her, because Andrew's going to be in the backyard putting down some product. There's some overseed going on next Monday. So that's what's getting worked on. Yeah, so very.
I haven't heard about sugar for a while. How's she doing?
What's that? She's got some allergy issues.
She has allergies like
also. Yeah, I had to take her into the vet the other day. Yeah, she had some allergy issues. So we're trying to figure out if it's true allergy stuff. But she had a few things kind of bothering a little bit. But she's doing great. She's awesome.
Okay, well, glad to hear that. Yep. Thanks again to Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. 402-440-6297. Call or text him today. Again, 50% off your first fertilizer application. Welcome to day one of the NFL draft. This used to be a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. Now about, 10, 11, no, actually, it's probably about 15 years ago. This changed to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's just round one tonight of the NFL draft in Detroit, Michigan, of all places. Detroit, the host of the NFL draft. By the way, on that note, do you like how they rotate? Because forever it was in New York City. This was always a New York City event, the draft. And then they decided to move it around to Nashville and Kansas City. Now it's in Detroit. I kind of miss the nostalgia of it being in New York City all the time.
I like New York City better.
I do too.
I like it in one spot, New York City.
I do too.
People in Manhattan, I like that. But then they'll push back a little bit. This like, okay, when it's in some different spots, it's so well done everywhere they go. That part of it is pretty cool. I would much rather have it just in New York City. I'd like to have it in the one spot.
I agree.
This is where we go for it. Because I don't know when the whole idea that it's this huge fan fest You know, I don't know.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. If it is for going just from city to city, it's always been done well.
Yeah.
It's always been done well. But if it was my choice, no, that this would be something I want in one spot.
Yeah. The fans who went to KC, I think last year, told me it was fun. But also, were they there the whole time? Like, is it really fun in the day two and three when there's not as much attention on it? It's important. Those fourth through seventh round picks are incredibly important for the depth of your team, and it can be some great starters. Tom Brady was a sixth round pick, but the buzz, the energy is not quite as much as the first round.
I don't think so. I'm going to agree with that. But wherever they take it to, they do an incredible job. I will say this. Really, really good.
Well, tonight the drama is going to be which quarterbacks go well. I mean, there's potentially, Bill, six quarterbacks that could go in the first round.
So the number that I read last night or heard on the radio yesterday with the over-unders is 4.5.
Is it really? Okay.
And that number has not changed. And everyone kind of feels like they're a little shocked by that. So everyone feels like they're obviously to bet the overs.
Well, obviously, the first overall pick, barring some sort of crazy change, will be Caleb Williams of USC. Will be the number one pick to the Bears. And then beyond that, even number two is not really certain. You know, Jaden Daniels, I think, is getting a lot of push to be number two, but Drake May is in that conversation. We know that in the last month or two that the McCarthy buzz has become palpable, as they say. It's palpable buzz on J.J. McCarthy. Michael Penix will be probably a mid first-round pick. And then you have Bo Nix also in that conversation. So there's six guys right there that believe that they'll be first-round picks. Now, I would say of all those six that Bo Nix is probably the one that goes in the second round of anybody.
That's probably what most of the mock drafts. But the thing about mock drafts is everyone has one. So there's like 500 of them out there. So you're not sure what to believe. It's just listen to the right people. It was like I heard a deal yesterday on Shefty.
Oh, Shefty
was Adam talking Schefter. About that. Again, people kept saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! What about the Chargers? Any chance this could happen? Trade away, Herbert, and so that then he can take JJ, he being Harbaugh." And they're like, and he just went off on. He goes, "You guys are idiots." He goes, "It'd be $100 million cap hit. It'd be $100 million." He goes, "It's financially impossible for them to get rid of him and trade him and to do that." He said, "It'd be no chance of it." If people, well, you never know like that. Well, the you never knows probably didn't do their research. You know, they just paid. It'd be $100 million.
Boom.
It'd be the largest cap hit. Cap it in the history of the NFL for this to happen. And also everyone feels that Herbert is clearly better than JJ, especially right now. He's clearly a better quarterback.
Yeah.
And so there's like, oh, that's just craziness. And so a lot of it is, like I said, Harbaugh's done a great job of being like a reverse agent for McCarthy.
He really has.
Because he's like best, it was the best senior day I've ever seen ever. It's the best this, and not senior day, but pro day. It was the best ever at the draft. At the combine.
Okay.
All those things. He's just pushing JJ for just to help him out, I believe. But that's not happening with those guys.
I've been seeing, I know some Minnesota Vikings fans out there that are petrified about, because the rumor is that they're going to go get McCarthy. A lot of these, I'm looking at Peter Schrager's NFL mock draft from NFL Network, and he's got McCarthy going to the Vikings at 7. And a lot of these Vikings fans I know don't buy into J.J. McCarthy. And we've had our different doubts about him on the show regarding, he's a winner. No doubts about that. He is a winning quarterback, obviously a national champion, which hadn't happened forever at Michigan. That was an amazing season. He was a huge part of that. But if you were to be drafting your franchise quarterback, does he fit that narrative? Is he a top 10 pick? Should he be a top 10 pick?
Kurt Warner had an interesting take on him yesterday morning. And he goes, all the positives. That's what he always started with. But he goes, he never had to lead the team on his own.
He didn't.
But those other guys did. Daniels at LSU.
Absolutely.
Just completely led LSU. I've got it. And so JJ has never had to do that. That was one of the concerns of the things that came up. Also, some of this, when you're watching some of these games, it's hard to really pick out, you know, what games did they play that were highly competitive, because there wasn't very many no. that they had to play in where it was on the line. Just a few. If you're looking at, you always want to look at the, okay, let's look at their best game against the toughest competition. And Michigan's going to have like, there are like two or three games to look at.
Right.
Compared to some others where you have to get a lot more, a lot larger piece of data, I guess.
And we can't ever forget that the impressive win against Penn State, they ran the ball the entire second half. They didn't pass the ball.
Yep.
They ran the ball the entire
didn't pass
half.
It. When Michigan played Nebraska, they played four quarterbacks.
They did.
They played four quarterbacks
still in the
game. And JJ was out. Remember, he kissed his girlfriend on the sideline.
How could you forget that?
He kissed his girlfriend. She came down out of the stands, came over, talked to him. He gave her a kiss, and then he went back to see how the game was going.
Was that the first half?
No, it wasn't. I think it was like 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
But it was, I believe.
But he did. Yeah.
But he did. He did. He had his girlfriend came down, talked to him, gave her a kiss. I'll see you at the buses after the game. That was it.
That happened.
That happened.
That happened.
So, again, there's not a large, you know, amount of data on clutch games that he was able to do this, all those things. So, but like I said, the one that's very interesting to me is Penix.
Michael Penix,
because everything that he did on film is elite, elite. And the only reason right now that he's not talked about being a top five pick is injuries. That's what it is. If his career was injury free or one injury like that, he'd be a top five pick. If they just go off the film from last year, just go off what he did from last year. It was they talk about winning the NFL in the 15 to 25 yard range of throws. He has a ton of them. He has a ton of throws down the field. So anyway, that was interesting also.
Yeah, Michael Penix, a guy that, again, was a winner at both Indiana and Washington. Not schools that always are winning schools. Now, Washington's got more success, obviously, than Indiana does long-term, but they've had some down years, too, where they've been very average to bad. He goes, Indiana, he was incredible there. I mean, they nearly beat Ohio State twice when he was at Indiana. They didn't beat him, but obviously makes the national title game this past year against Michigan. That's a winner. And you're right. The injuries are the big thing there. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's a warrior. Like that dude, he fights through when he was playing hurt against Michigan. He had the ribcage injury.
Someone will trade up to get him. I think the draft's going to be going. Someone's going, hang on, he's still available at whatever 18, 19, some spot. Someone's going to trade up to get him.
I'm seeing right now, again, I'm looking at it, there's so many mock drafts, but I like Peter Schrager's. He's got the top three picks all quarterbacks. So Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, and Drake May to the Patriots. He also has Michael Penix going 13th to the Raiders, and then McCarthy 7th to the Vikings. So five quarterbacks in the top 13 picks tonight, possibly, according to one mock draft. That wouldn't be crazy.
No, I heard something. There was an ex-GM that was on the radio, and he told an interesting story about how he wanted to. He was in negotiations with another team, and he had, and they were taking defense, and they were trying to work a deal. And there's these conversations actually happen. They don't say who, but they asked him. The person he was talking to, another GM, was like, I need to know, are you taking an offense or a defensive guy if I trade this pick? If you get a move up and I give you this pick, and the guy said, no, I'll tell you this, it's offense. And the guy's like, okay, I'll make the trade, because they were taking defense. And they were worried. There was two picks there in front, and they had two guys they wanted to take. But isn't that crazy, the conversation that go on behind the scene with what gets said? And I imagine it's a kind of a gentleman's rule. That where someone would just say, no, absolutely not. We're not doing that. Then they turn around and make the trade, and they do it. And they kind of stick it to him, you know. That'd be interesting. But it was just so interesting to say. Also, they're on the phone. Let's just say that it's the Eagles talking to the Cardinals. And it's like, hey, we're willing to make this trade. I need to know something though. Who are you drafting? And they're like, well, is it offense or defense? So that in general, you don't name names, but you will tell what's going to happen in this spot.
Okay.
And so it was just an interesting take on what's going on behind the scenes with that. Also, go ahead.
464-5685, call or text as always. I'm curious from the listeners, with this draft compared to years past, are you more intrigued? Do you care less? Do potentially six quarterbacks in the first round excite you for this night? Or where do you stand in terms of your intrigue? I'll tell you this. Like, I used to be the kid, and this won't surprise you. I would buy every single NFL draft magazine there was. I would consume
just
that.
Pour over it.
This is before phones, you know, cell phones, before there is mock drafts all over the internet. I'd go to Barnes.
I see you being upset. I see you upset with some of them. Yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'd go to Barnes and Noble. I'd buy seriously four or five of these magazines, and I would just, we went on a road trip, I would just consume the whole thing. I would sit at the house and I'd read it all the time. I was an NFL draft nerd. And now I'm not really that nerd anymore. Maybe I might be a nerd in some areas, but I'm not an NFL draft nerd. So I feel bad that my buzz for the draft is not that high. But also, in a good way, as a Dolphins fan, they're not drafting in the top five. It's always a good thing. It means your team's doing something right.
Doing pretty good, yeah.
Because a lot of years it's been top five picks, Bill. And this is exciting, but also it means that we sucked this past year as a Dolphins fan. But that didn't happen this year.
I would love to see you at breakfast.
Eating the magazine,
at age eight,
reading the magazine,
just pouring over the what people were saying.
You could see, honestly, it's not hard to see. That's what it was. You see me at the table eating cereal and reading
the
magazine.
So you were the one you were listening to Mel Kiper on TV. He was saying?
Big Kiper fan. Yep.
I enjoy Mel Kiper so much.
His energy is awesome.
I love the one when he'd go back and forth with
Todd McShay.
Todd. Oh, that was so good.
Yes. And now Todd McShay's not even with the network anymore at this point. Mel Kiper's still there. Yeah, the NFL draft, it's all changed. It was a glorious thing. Chris Berman was a part of it, and it's not the same anymore, Bill.
People always complained about Kiper and from other GMs and what's he know and stuff. He's usually pretty accurate. He's pretty accurate. And also, we don't know what he did. He built an entire, he's a multi-millionaire. And he's the one who started he was the first of all to be this draft analyst from outside.
Yep, that's right.
From outside. And then it's really pretty cool to see what he did.
And he's got the hair.
He has incredible hair.
He's got the hair.
I love listening to him. I really do. His facial expression. I absolutely love him.
He gets
absolutely
so excited about
it. He gets so excited.
Too.
And he knows, and talk about some of the pours over stuff. And he watches film. He does all of his stuff. He talks to all the right people. But he's well connected. He's not just shooting off the hip. He has talked to people to let him know what's going on.
I you know, these guys are probably, they typically want to be positive and say, oh, I love this player. But the times where Kiper would rip a pick and say, typical Raiders. They just look at the speed. The speed only. This is what they do. Yeah. When he ripped it, oh, that's just glorious. Mel, just thank you. Never change the way you are, Mel Kiper. Keep that hair.
He's awesome.
As handsome as it is. Okay, from the text line, 464-5685. Drumstick says, same, Jake. I used to go to Barnes & Noble and nerd out to good times back in the day. I'm not alone.
The only thing when I would nerd out, it would be with the college football in July.
Yep.
When the premiere, the ones came
Phil
out.
Steele.
Yeah. And I was, it took me a while to be how dumb I was. To be like, that's incredible. That just like, the thing about this, how good Nebraska is. They have the Nebraska guy on the cover of the magazine. That's well, they have 50 covers.
It's regional.
So everybody's they put it out. So it's all regional. It took me a while to figure that out. But but I really read through this, you know, like the Mountain West and the WAC.
Sure.
And who's returning, how many starters, what was going on. Now those guys can't even, so if you listen to Phil Steele, they can't get they don't put their magazine out till as late as possible now because of all the changes. I remember reading one like a year ago. I bought one a year ago, and it was like, that's not accurate. He's gone. He's gone. And they put it out late. So now they have to wait as long as they can to put out their magazine. I do it mainly to have the paper in front of me, the print of the schedule. I love schedules. If I study anything, schedules, which I brought up here 1,000 times as far as how they're going to do. Well, let's look at their schedule first.
Which I love that.
The schedule is so big on who you're playing. So let's check this out. If you look at some Big Ten teams this year, I said, it was like, I told Sip the other day, I said, I thought Nebraska had that. They do. If you look at their Big Ten games, their first 4 to 5, really good. Really good match. If you just take what their records were of those teams last year, really good shape like that. But Indiana's the same way, that their first 5 or 6 games, really good. So there's several teams that have some easy paths early on to be able to get themselves in a very successful spot.
From Jake hates me on the text line. I'm reading
but
your
Jake
text.
Jake doesn't.
I don't hate you. I'm reading your text. It says, I liked when it was all about the draft. Now there's just too much production and fluff. There's always a lot of fluff, I thought, with the draft when you watch.
They would just show, a lot of times they would just show, they'd pan back and they'd show all 32 teams where they're just the GM and who else sitting there, and then with like the rotary phone right in front of them. The phone sitting right in front of them.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was a thing of beauty. It really was. But it's interesting how things are different. Like I told you this story with Brad Childress when he was with the Eagles, and he just talked about, you know, I'm like, the draft. I was there for a wedding out in Philadelphia, so I went and met with him and at the Eagles facility, and it had a great day with him. And so I'm asking about, you know, draft, how involved, where he's at, and he's like, I'm just two doors down in my office. And then whoever we draft, I find out on TV when it comes across the TV at the bottom, or they announce it.
Wow.
He said, he goes, you know, we're not involved in that part of it like that. You have things, you know, that they may come ask you a question. You've done evals and those things right there, but they're not all of a sudden like, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? That's what you have a GM for. It's what you have a head coach for. You have all those things.
We have a text. You'll appreciate this, Bill, because even though I'm younger than you. We go back to better times. I'm discussing better times right now.
I'm considering better times for Bill Shrills today.
Considering Twizzlers on the text line says, those were the good old days. Reading magazines about sports, entertainment, video games as a kid. I miss those days too. I read the NFL draft magazines from front to cover also, Jake. I mean, that's a glorious time. If you go to Barnes & Noble, are people still picking up magazines? Probably not.
Probably not. You can just click on it now. Just click. That's it.
Don't make me sad.
Get the magazine.
Don't make me sad.
It's not better times. We had better times. That's what we had, Jake.
Yeah.
To pour through that stuff.
Kill me right now.
I didn't spend much time on the draft as much as I did on the college football when the preview magazines came out. But the print, like on one piece of paper, the print was so small.
Yep.
The details and all the lists. And then I'd go through with their depth charts and who they're playing. Like that. And then I'd always go back. Hang on a second. Who's San Jose State playing game three? And I go back and forth and look at all these things. Oh, I just loved it. I'd pour over that forever.
Better times. Better times. Reminder, the NFL draft, first round tonight. Second and third round tomorrow. Fourth through the seventh round on Saturday during the spring game. During the spring game. So if you check your phone and check out the picks while Nebraska's in the spring game.
That's at noon, correct?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. is it?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
spring game.
Gotcha.
Yep, 11 a.m. spring game. Before we get to break, hey, there's potential for hail tonight in the area.
How much? A foot?
I don't think a foot, but hopefully for the people of Nebraska, less than a foot or less than anything that's...
I want a foot of non-damaging hail.
You like that.
Slow melting. Yes.
Because why not? If you find yourself in having some hail damage, which I hope you don't, but in case you do, please...
Who would you call?
Please get a hold of Brett at Meadowlark Exteriors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brett.
Yeah. They've been around since 2014. They are experts in roofing, siding, and gutters, and also hail damage and wind damage. These are guys you want to get a hold of. Brett's in my golf league, actually. Great guy. He'll take care of you.
God, and to get a hold of those people, and I've heard enough about Brett.
Yeah.
That Brett, he's available.
He
gets out, he does his estimates and stuff, and they're working. They're not 8 to 5.
No.
They're not 8 to 5. They're putting the time in, because when the storms come through, it's a rush. So you want to be set up ahead of time like that and have a plan for who to get a hold of.
So if you want to get a hold of Brett at Meadowlark Exteriors, please write this number down, 402-875-2956. Again, that's 402-875-2956 or meadowlarkexteriors.com. Don't waste time on this. Make sure you get ahead of this so you're not struggling.
Have this number ready to go. I'd probably give him a call today.
402.
Just say, listen, we have hail coming in. Let's be ready for it.
402-875-2956 to get a hold of Meadowlark Exteriors today. When we come back, Reggie Bush has his Heisman back. Should he have ever lost it in the first place? Or did he ever consider him not having the Heisman Trophy for all that time? We'll discuss that
interesting
next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.